And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the second book of Kings, and in the 9th century before Christ, there was another king named Jehu, whose 28-year reign came to an end at his death. And next in line to receive the throne would have been one of his sons. But Athaliah had an eye on the throne and decided she would become queen. It was her unconscionable plan to eliminate all other claims to the throne by having every possible claimant killed, regardless of age, down to the infants. Queen Athaliah assumed that she had succeeded in accomplishing this bloody deed, grasping power for herself and reigning over Israel for only 6 years. She did not know that her niece, Jehosheba, learning of her plan, took one of Jehu's sons named Jehoash, or Joash sometimes, and hid him from the wrath of the power-hungry Athaliah, keeping him safe from her by hiding Jehoash first in a bedroom and then in the temple, allowing Jehoiada, the temple priest, to raise him in secrecy. In the 7th year of the reign of Queen Athaliah, Jehoiada, priest of the temple, decided it was time to reveal that there was a true heir to the throne that had been hiding in that temple. Called the temple guards together and revealed that Jehoash, they say it twice in the Bible, different ways, that Jehoash, the son of Jehu, heir to the throne, was still alive. They placed a crown upon him, they anointed him, they gave him the covenant, and declared him king, clapping and shouting loudly, "Long live the king!" And guess who heard that? Athaliah heard the noise of the guards, and she came out and found that a true heir to the throne had been preserved. And with the deepest irony, she cried out, "Treason! Treason!" But the treason had been her own treason. And after reigning 6 years without true right to the throne, the kingdom was set right again. And Jehoash, the boy king, began to reign. On the Feast of Epiphany, we celebrate the revelation of Christ to the Gentiles, and we take as the iconic scene representing this great reality the scene of the wise men, the Magi, coming from the east to worship him. Surrounding this scene of those men, at least three of whom were traditionally thought to have been named Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar, there is a story not much different from that gruesome Old Testament story of Athaliah and Jehoash. For Herod the Great was a man who desperately clung to his power, and even at the rumor that a king had been born in Bethlehem, sensing a rival to his throne, this Herod had all the children who might have posed as a threat to his position killed. As Jehoash was preserved, so Jesus was preserved and taken away until the time should come for him to return to the place where he would finally be called King of Kings with great joy. Athaliah revealed the depths to which she had believed her own falsehood. She cried out that it was treason for a new king to arise, and Herod, more subtle, lied to the wise men and asked them to send word to him when they found the child king so that he could come and worship him too. Athaliah lied to herself. Herod lied to everyone else. But neither of them had any intention of genuflecting. Neither had any intention of worship. Neither had any intention of greeting this young one as a rightful king. Both of their plans were thwarted. Both went down in infamy for their refusal to acknowledge that one who had a truer claim than their own to ultimate authority in their world. Into stories like these, there often appear wise men. Wise men are those that see the true claim to authority and genuflect appropriately. They bring gifts. They bow down to the king. The Magi are shocking figures. They did not receive the message about this new king from an Old Testament prophecy. They did not see the revelation of Christ unfurling for them from the law of Moses. The Magi, of course, from which the word magician is derived, saw the truth of the birth of a king from astrology. And in case you didn't know, astrology is more closely associated with evil and with paganism than with the prophets of old. But astrologers, too, sensing the weakness and vulnerability of human life, looked to what they knew, the stars, to give them an edge, some wisdom, some sense of what the future would bring, so that they could position themselves better. And these astrologers saw in creation a message. God can use whatever he wants to communicate with us. And so they made their way to Bethlehem. They were probably not kings in the sense that they held positions as kings do. And there's actually no indication that there were three of them, although they do present three gifts. Perhaps given some revelation about what items they should present, the gifts placed before this young King of Kings, while they could have been anything, I suppose, were these: gold, fitting for kings and rulers and royalty; frankincense, fitting for worship as of God; and most shockingly, myrrh, to prepare someone for burial. Their gifts revealed to all for centuries to come that this one was man, though a king; this one was God, worthy of worship; and this one had come to die. The image on the cover of your bulletin is one of my favorites for Epiphany, because one of the kings is shown there in fantastic yellow golden regalia, dropped down. I'm sure he had some sort of crown that he had taken off. His hair is all tousled from the journey. Dropping down on both knees, having laid down his gifts before Christ and presenting himself to the king. That is wisdom. Now that's a wise man. When Herod heard that these wise men went back by a different way and did not return to tell him precisely where Jesus was, he cried out in his foolish heart precisely what Queen Athaliah had cried out: treason, treason. When the treason had been, and would continue to be, his own treason, at his birth and forever since, Jesus Christ has been revealing to the world that there are wise men and there are fools. Wise men bring their gifts. They bring themselves, their souls, and their bodies, and bring them to the King of Kings and fall down on one knee or both knees and worship. Fools sense that this Christ and his claims on all human life present a challenge, a rival authority, a voice that must be heeded, an unwanted contradiction to a prevailing thought of not only our day, but every day. I do what I want. I do it when I want, with whom I want. I go wherever I want. I give whatever I want. I take whatever I want. But this Christ, revealed to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings, is to be my Lord and my King. And before him, I'm to bend my knee. Bold and rebellious ones will be honest and ask not, who is this King of Glory, but who is this usurper of my power? And they may be bold enough to cry out about this Christ: treason, treason. But the treason is their own, for Christ has a legitimate claim to lordship over all of our lives, and it is the fool who cries out treason. It is the wise who genuflect. More subtle ones may say in their hearts, who is this usurper of my freedom, but will outwardly say, show us this Christ, that I may worship him also. And since his incarnation 2,000 years ago, the church has endured many who have worshiped with their mouths, but cursed in their hearts. Jesus himself speaks of these fools in the same way that the scriptures speak of Herod, saying himself, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. This epiphany, let us be wise. Christ has been revealed to us. Emmanuel has been shown to us. The treasure of the house of Christmastide has offered countless jewels over which to meditate and contemplate and be nourished and to worship. Now we acknowledge that the message has gone out to all, both wise men and Herods alike. Whatever part of Herod you have in you that resists the claim of Christ over you and that cries out treason, leave that foolishness behind. The treason is your own for saying such a thing. Whatever part of you has come to this place today eager to kneel and to present yourself, your soul, and your body, make that your gift, your present to him today. Let us be wise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.